Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, where we highlight happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. On today's program, Prime Minister outlines measures to tackle violence against women and children, national policy on emissions to be drafted, and inner city communities urged to take a stand against crime and violence. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The government is taking a zero-tolerance approach to domestic abuse, sexual abuse, and the sexual grooming of minors. Prime Minister Andrew Holness made the announcement during a special press briefing at Jamaica House last Wednesday. Mr. Holness says the police force has been asked to intensify its response to these crimes through the use of several measures, in particular preventative detention. Preventative detention involves removing an aggressor from the scene of a potential crime or abuse in an effort to de-escalate the situation and prevent the person from harming others.
But what will be the effect of this? The police, when called to a scene or however activated to the scene, have now been given a policy directive that the aggressor, as determined in the discretion of the police, will be detained.
The aggressor can be detained for up to 24 hours, and if there is cause to extend detention beyond 24 hours, a justice of the peace can provide an order to do so. The Prime Minister indicates that detainees will be required to participate in counseling or educational sessions as a condition of their release, following an assessment by the police. Prime Minister Andrew Holness further outlined that the Domestic Violence Act is to be reviewed. Cabinet has given instruction for the revision to ensure that domestic abuse crimes are treated as serious crimes, attracting appropriate penalties.
The measures which we have announced are not knee-jerk reactions. These are things that we have been thinking about for a long time, how to implement them, what would be the right time to do them. Of course, by virtue of what has happened over the past few weeks, we feel that it is now the right time to bring this to the public. This government is sensitive and responsive.
Meanwhile, Cabinet has given instructions for an interministerial committee to develop a national policy on emissions. Addressing a meeting with members of the diplomatic corps last Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said a draft of the policy is to be completed and presented to Parliament within 3 months.
Jamaica is not exempt from the issues of industrialization, the challenges between preserving the environment and doing what is necessary for economic growth and job creation. But I think that Jamaica is evolving a deep culture towards sustainable development, and the government is in the forefront of that in many respects.
Mr. Holness says it should be ready for the legislative process, if necessary, by the end of this year. In the meantime, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, has proposed a review of the operations of state institutions that provide social services. This, he says, is to determine whether they are effectively and efficiently performing the functions for which they were established.
We need to, as I said, be much more aggressive in examining our own problems, look at them with our own eyes, look at our history, our natural environment, and decide what is best to resolve the problem.
And Prime Minister Andrew Holness is urging residents of inner-city communities across the country to follow the example of August Town St. Andrew, which recorded zero murders in 2016. Mr. Holness says all citizens must take responsibility for crime prevention in their communities and play active roles in defusing conflicts in order for Jamaica to enjoy peace going forward.
That there was no murder here doesn't mean that there wasn't any conflict. It doesn't mean that there wasn't any difference. What it meant is that the people who were in positions of leadership took their position seriously and intervened at the critical moments to stop a murder from happening.
The Prime Minister was speaking on February 5 while on a peace march in several communities in August Town. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Jamaica House Weekly on this station.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.